From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The recipient of this year's Nobel Peace Prize has been announced.
The Norwegian Nobel Committee has decided to award the Nobel Peace Prize for 2017 to the International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons.
Known as ICAN, the group's singular achievement, the nuclear treaty ban, was adopted July 7th by 122 countries despite universal opposition from the world's nuclear weapon states. The treaty will go into force when it's ratified by 50 nations. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to decertify the Iran nuclear agreement next week, but stopped short of completely scrapping the deal. Robert Rafel explains what will happen next.
The move would launch a 60-day period during which Congress must decide whether to reimpose some or all of the economic sanctions that had been lifted as part of the agreement. Many Republicans and Democrats are opposed to reinstating sanctions, which would effectively kill the agreement, and reports suggest Trump may hold off on urging Congress to do so.
Trump, a self-proclaimed master negotiator, has called the pact one of the dumbest deals ever and repeatedly suggested that he may do away with it. Las Vegas police say they have found the car that they have been looking for, linked to the deadly mass shooting by Stephen Paddock that killed at least 58 people and wounded hundreds more. They found the Hyundai Tucson at Paddock's Reno home that he shared with his girlfriend, Mary Lou Danley. Also, a GoFundMe account for the victims and their families has reached about $9.5 million in contributions, and that amount is likely to climb higher. This is VOA News.